Dinosaur soft tissue is another example of the scientists ignoring the evidence. Here we have evidence that they're not as old as they say, and yet we're supposed to ignore it. Because obviously, if there's soft tissue, it must last 65 million years because we know dinosaurs were 65 million years ago. Well, are you sure about that? Because the evidence is saying something else. And the truth is, they only accept evidence that lines up with what they've already decided is true, and they ignore the rest. But we're all supposed to just accept that as science because they told us, even though they haven't shown us.
The reason that we lost our hair as apes, because we are apes according to them, the reason we lost our hair is because apes started sewing and making clothes. So they didn't need their hair anymore.
Think about it, people. Logic, come on. Why did it start needing to wear a jacket? An ape today doesn't need a jacket no matter where it lives. It can live in the tropics, you can put it in a zoo in the city, you can put it in the Arctic. They live out in the frost in Japan, up in the high mountains, and they just sit there. They don't need clothes. They didn't invent a jacket and be like, you know what, this looks really cool. I think I'm just gonna stay it on. And their dad monkey's like, no, don't do that. You're gonna unevolve all your hair, and then we're all gonna have to wear clothes one day. That's just ridiculous to think that they started wearing clothes when they don't need them, and that's why we lost our body fur. That's what they believe.
You realize the first part of the scientific method is to make an observation. Has anybody ever observed Grandma Ape knit some clothing together and put it on her little cubs there?